today in the second of our messages about our stewardship, I talk about what we can do when we are generous givers and we give freely and with devotion and love to the work of the Lord. Those of us who've been around Grace the last few years know we had some really big goals and we have had some really big results from those goals, and we should be very thankful to the Lord and to the generosity of the people of our church for that, because we now have our wonderful new building and we are all seeing the blessings of this. We all know what a great, wonderful, inviting, hospitable space we have now at Grace. We have seen great generosity in your giving, not just to the building program, but to the regular work of the church. And I've shared these numbers with you before. I shared them last week, but it's important to hear again. In 2016, you increased your giving $50,000. That's to the regular offerings of the church over 2015. And this year, we estimate the members of Grace will give an additional $60,000, more than they gave in 2016. And that's enabled us to afford to pay the mortgage for this new building. And we do say thank you to all of you for the work you are doing and your generous giving, because this enables us to truly build on a solid foundation. This is the picture you're going to see in the letter you'll receive this week about our stewardship. We have, as I said last week, laid a solid foundation here at Grace, and now we have the opportunity to build on that foundation. Last week you heard me preach from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul equates the Christian church to a building. And he says, I'm a skilled master building, an architect, and I've laid the foundation, but everyone does their work in building up the church. And in chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians, Paul says to all of us Christians that this is how we should regard ourselves. We are servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. And then he says, moreover, it is required of servants and stewards that they be found faithful, or sometimes it's translated trustworthy. We, as the servants and stewards of God, we need to be found doing our job. Now, servants and stewards, those are not words we really love to throw around when we think of ourselves, because when we think of servants and stewards, we kind of think like this, right? And being a servant is not an overly enticing view in life. It's more fun to have people serve you. And when you're a steward, you take care of someone else's possessions, and we'd like to take care of our own possessions. We'd like to focus on that. But Paul says we are all servants and stewards, and as servants and stewards, we need to be faithful. We need to be trustworthy in what the Lord has given us. Excuse me. Jesus talks a lot about servants who are entrusted with their master's possessions, and he says you must do a good job with them. This year, as we talk about building upon that solid foundation, we talk about what our generous giving can do. And again, I'd like to just share with you the basic goals we have. The goals we have as a congregation. And this year, the goals we have are more modest than we have had the last couple of years, and all of us are probably going, whew, a little bit like that. This year, the church council, they're working with a proposed budget increase of about $25,000, which sounds like a lot, but it's about a 4% increase over our budget from this year. And this is going to go to help improve and support a lot of ministries. Our number one goal for 2018 has to do with our benevolences. I love this little logo of benevolence that has the word love backwards. Benevolence is the money we give away to others outside of Grace Lutheran Church. Benevolence dollars are those helping hands we give to others in the church and in the community and in the world to help them. And our goal at Grace is to make sure that we give away at least 10% of our offerings to the work of the church. And that's been our goal. I shared with you last week with the new building program and the huge budget. We've fallen below that 10% a little bit. We want next year to make sure we get back to that biblical tithe, that 10%, that 10% of our offerings go outside of the walls of Grace Lutheran Church to help others. Where does that money go? It's important for us to know where that money goes. A good portion goes to our National Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are one of nearly 10,000 churches across the U.S. and the Caribbean, serving as part of the ELCA. The money we give to the ELCA goes to do such things as ELC disaster response. And boy, has the ELCA been active in disaster response this fall. The money we give goes to help build new churches. Right now, our national church has 340 congregations. We are starting around the country and in the Caribbean. Our dollars to the ELCA, your dollars, help over 240 missionaries who serve around the world. Some are religious missionaries, pastors, and teachers. Some are teachers, and some do other things. But they are supported by your dollars. And the money you give goes to help support our seminaries. This is Wartburg Theological Seminary, where I went. That's the place Heidi went. And if you're not aware, one of our members, Beth Walsh, has just graduated from Luther Seminary in St. Paul, and she is now seeking a call as a minister. That all happens because of your generosity. We give a lot of money to our own Greater Milwaukee Synod, which is about the 140 congregations here in southeastern Wisconsin. We are the smallest, geographically, we are the smallest of all 65 synods in our national church, because there's so many Lutherans here in southeastern Wisconsin. Our money goes to help support the work of our synod, such things as the Outreach for Hope program that works with the underprivileged and the poor in the inner city of Milwaukee. Our dollars here at Grace, we support our partner congregation, All People's Gathering in Milwaukee. We give over $7,000 a year through your offerings to help support All People's, which does such amazing work in the inner city, especially reaching out to help young people who could be at risk in that dangerous part of Milwaukee in which they live. We, as the people of Grace, we support the work of the Circle of Empowerment in Nicaragua. And what a blessing we have to do that. I hope we all realize how wonderful it is that we have a member of our own church who is a missionary, Meg Boren, and the work she does there. And the work Meg does with all the children in Nicaragua, helping to improve their health and helping to give them an education. We talked with the kids at the lock-in, the famine lock-in yesterday, about you may not like going to school, but you should count yourself very fortunate that you have a chance to have an education. That's what your dollars help the Circle of Empowerment to do. It reaches out to young people who live in houses like that and enables them to have a better life. And you've heard me talk that in February, we are sending a mission delegation to spend a week working with Meg in Nicaragua. And I'm very thankful this year that my wife, Karen, my daughter, Samantha, and I will be going to Nicaragua. I've long wanted to get there. And when we come back, we're going to have a special offering, like we did this year with youth ministry and for publicity, a special offering to help raise money for two projects, hands-on projects in Nicaragua. The money you give goes to help Lutheran Social Services here in Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. LSS reaches out to more people. It is one of the most important social agencies in our country. We support that. Your dollars, our dollars, go to support our church camps. They go to do such things as support our very own adult literacy center here at Grace in the far end of the church. It's a ministry of the church. We support that. That helps adults learn to read and speak English as a second language. All your dollars go to help those ministries. Our second goal is that we want to make sure that we as a church, we support our church staff. Jesus says, well done and good and faithful servant. And it's really nice to hear that you are doing a really good job. It's great to hear well done, good and faithful servant. But good and faithful servants, there's another way they like to hear well done, good and faithful servant. Kind of nice to get raises. And that's one of our big goals. If you are not aware at Grace, for years, the pastors here were paid under the guidelines for the Senate. This year, because of your generosity, pastoral salaries have come up to the guidelines after many years. That is wonderful. You enabled us to give raises to the staff this year. We want to make sure that we continue to do that. You have a hard-working staff here, a creative staff. We want to make sure that they are supported by our dollars. Another goal we have is to make sure that this new building we have is taken care of. I shared this with you last week. Again, 2017 was kind of a figure out what the church cost year, which is our first year of heating this place, of providing the electricity, of the upkeep and the maintenance, and so the budget next year is going to have some increases just to make sure that we take care of this beautiful new facility we have. And we want to give some more money to help support youth ministry. There's one thing you've noticed about Grace. It's that we have a lot of kids. I shared this last week when we had a very noisy second service last week. But you know what? I'm really glad we have a very noisy service around here, because the alternative is to have a church with no kids in it. This is a church with lots of kids. And we all have a call. We all, when a child is baptized, we all make those promises. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We have all made the promise that we will help young people grow in faith. And at Grace, we do so many things to help our young people. Our high school kids have an opportunity to go, there you are, Maddie, have an opportunity to go to the Boundary Waters, to go on mission trips, to get involved in so many different things. Our middle school, our confirmation students go on retreats in 2 weeks. This is our eighth grade retreat last year up at Pine Lake. 2 weeks from now, our eighth graders are going back to Pine Lake for a discipleship retreat where they learn what it is to be like Jesus. And we want to do more to publicize our congregation in the community. So people know there actually is a church here at the corner of 6th and Hickory. And they know who Grace Lutheran is, and they know what we do here, and they are invited to come. All of this happens because of your generous gift. Well, this week, you're going to receive your stewardship packets. And in the packets, there's another wonderful brochure. And again, my thanks to Steve Kornick, who lent us his wonderful artistic talents to help put it together. And in this will be this chart, which if you got one last year, remember, this giving chart that kind of breaks down where the people of Grace are with how much they give per week. And I know you can't see it real well here on the screen, but take time to make sure you look at that chart. Because it shows us. You can see here at Grace this year, we have 8 families in our congregation who give at least $200 a week to the church. That's over $10,000 a year. The largest giver to our congregation, I won't name names obviously, but they give $26,000 of their own money to the work of the church. That's a lot of money. Many of us give lesser amounts. Doesn't mean if you're not giving that much, you're not a generous giver, because not everyone has as much as everyone else has. But our goal for our stewardship this year is all these folks down here in the less than $5 or $5 to $9, we'd like to encourage people to move up on that chart so that more of us give more and do more for the work of the church. And in the brochure, you're going to see 4 questions we ask each of us to ask ourselves. And the first is this: how does my giving compare with the other ways in which I use my money? We all have money. We just have different amounts of money. How do we use that money? That's a good question for us to ask. Where are my priorities? The second question is, how does my giving reflect my gratitude to God for all the blessings I receive? Does God get the first fruits, or does God get any leftovers we might have? Ask yourself, where would I be on this chart if I doubled my giving, and can I consider doing that? And you know what, this year, we had a number of members who doubled their giving. The one that hit me the most and touched me the most was one of our seniors living on a very fixed income who before gave $60 a year, and this year they gave $120 a year. It may not seem like a lot of money, but that was a big increase for them. That was a faith sacrifice. So can you consider doing that? And then ask yourself seriously, how much more can I That is the question each one of us truly needs to ponder when we talk about our support for the work of the church. Because we all are servants and stewards of the Lord, and we need to be found faithful, and we need to be found trustworthy. So what will we do? Again, when you receive the letter this week, you will be asked to faithfully and prayerfully consider a generous increase in your giving. And as last year, there will be a suggested giving range in the letter. And I'm the guy responsible for this, but I ask you to seriously and generously consider it. As a pastor, I always share with you what Karen and I do. This year, Karen and I, we are giving $12,500 to the church. That's a lot of money. Next year, we'll be giving over $13,000. We're going to make sure that we continue with our generous increases. Some folks who haven't been in the habit of giving or don't have a lot, we're asking them, could you consider giving $1 a day? The amount is not what's important. What is important, well, of course the amounts are important, but what's really important is that we all take steps in growing in our giving. And to help you hear a little bit about this, I've asked one of the most generous givers in our church to come forward and talk about giving. Ian? This is Ian Walton. If you don't know Ian, he's a high school kid, and he made an amazing faith commitment this year that he is keeping, and I've asked him just to share a few words about it.
Morning. So I've had the great opportunity of growing up in church, Grace, my whole life at this church. To the people I've gotten to know and the opportunities I've been able to have with activities through JYG and now through the Hype Group, and the highlight of which is the Boundary Waters trip that I've got to go on several times with Pastor Paul. And growing up, my parents told me it can be the little things that you can do to help out that can be almost as big as the big things that you do. I remember as a little kid, my dad would come to help shovel and snowblow all the sidewalks here, and I'd come along with a little shovel, and I'll pick up after all the snow blow, all that stuff. And then coming to Sunday school, when I was little, I'd come with a little stack of quarters that I put in the jar. every week when I came in. And now becoming a young adult in high school and having a job of my own now, I made the decision to increase my giving. And not only to help with my responsibility and learning how to manage my own money and growing up like that, but to help give back to the church for the experiences that I've had and for people who are less fortunate than I am. So I've now increased it to giving $40 a month, and so I'll be giving $480 this year to increase my giving to give back to the church and to give to those who need it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. And when I was going through the faith commitments last year and I saw Ian, I'd never seen a high school kid make such a faith commitment. And so thank you, Ian, and thank you to all for what you do, because together we build on this solid foundation. This is our work, and this is our privilege. We heard in that gospel again that Jesus says the one who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven is the one who is a child. And children, again, they are humble, they are loving, and they are trustworthy. And so we are called to trust our Heavenly Father. So as you prepare to receive your brochures, your packets, I ask you please to prayerfully consider your gifts for next year. You're welcome to start bringing your faith commitments back with you next week. I thank you for all you have done in the past to support this congregation. I thank you for all you are doing now to enable us to have made these enormous leaps and with our new building and all the new expenses. And I thank you for what you will be doing in the future. And may we all continue to be faithful servants and stewards of our Lord.